Morena, everyone. Kia ora, kia ora. It's Reza on air taking over for Aaron, who's also still with me. I didn't kick him out. Hey, Aaron.
I'm here, but I'm in the other seat. This is so weird.
How does it feel to be on the other
side? I've lost control of the studio.
Don't you worry.
My hands are flapping.
Yeah, he looks a bit unnerved.
Yeah.
But it's fine. You'll be fine, Aaron.
Because I can't hear
me.
Things, but I can see the levels. Of course, I want to monitor the levels.
Yeah, what do I need to do? Do I need to do anything different? Teach me.
No, it's all good. Well, I put that little monitor there so you can see the levels, so you don't have to turn around to look at the big monitor.
I never look on any monitors. Should I keep doing that?
You should when you're interviewing people.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, well, let's see.
Alan and Rai had an interview last weekend, and Alan said, it's a good interview. Can you put it out on the podcast? And I had a look at it, and I had to raise the volume levels of all their guests' speech. And I'm not picking on them particularly because everyone makes these mistakes, including me from time to time. But, yeah, you do need to watch.
Okay, that's good to know. See, this is why Aaron is our radio manager. For how long now?
10 years.
10 years. But you've been here with the radio for more than that, right?
Nearly 20. Well, there was quite a big gap. I had 3 intense years, and then I was sort of not doing much after that for a while. And then I came back when there was a bit of a crisis at the station.
Yeah, and people
needed
you.
And it looked
like
we might have to close it. So a few of us came back and helped reinvent it, basically.
Rescue it.
Yeah, it was a little bit like that.
Yeah. And, yeah, so you've been the manager for 10 years, which means you've talked to a lot of people, you've seen a lot of stuff. What would you say has been your biggest learning curve in this last 10 years? Ha-ha, putting him on the spot.
Something that I've noticed, I think something that's happened is I keep adding things to my job.
And so why would you do that?
Just a little bit. I'll do, you know. And I mean, we didn't have a Facebook page when I started. We didn't have podcasting.
Yeah.
So those are two quite big things.
Yeah. And Marky's done a great job at handling it.
Yeah, and so we've given all the social media. We're paying Marky to do the social media. But I haven't had a staff member before.
Yeah.
And she's a contractor and she's not in here with me.
And
she's fully independent. And I couldn't hope for anyone more self-sufficient to be doing that job. But I still have to interact with her, and that takes time as well.
Yeah.
So I'm actually at a point where I can't quite work out how I'm going to handle that load.
Mm.
And we are already very good at this station at doing things on a low budget.
Yeah.
Like there's 5 people who do what I do in Hamilton at the community station.
FM, what's it called?
Yeah, at Free FM.
Free FM. Really? 5 people?
Yeah, except I don't do, they're not all full time, but I don't do everything they do, obviously, because I can't.
Yeah.
But I cover all that stuff somehow. Yeah.
See, I always wonder, because we have how many volunteer DJs? 30-ish?
Over 30, yeah.
Wow.
30, 35, something like that.
I just know maybe 15 of those. Where are the other 15?
So a few of them are overseas. If you're talking about the Christmas function, quite a few were overseas. Some just don't go out.
True. Some were
busy that night. Yeah.
I mean, radio is good for a reason. You know, if you want to hide your face, then you go on the radio because you don't have to see anyone.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, can't we just outsource things onto our volunteer DJs? Be like, hey, do you want to do this for 2 hours a week?
Well, the reason we started this job, my job, was that the volunteers are burned out running the station.
Yeah.
It's not. I'm amazed the station lasted as long as it did. But I'm kind of. You expect to pay for infrastructure. We pay for the computers, the mixing desk, the transmitter. I'm part of the infrastructure.
Yeah.
And it's hard to rely on volunteers over long periods.
Very true. But aren't we running risk to burn you out?
Well, I just had 5 weeks off.
Yeah, but then you didn't have...
Well, I didn't quite have 5 weeks off because, I got involved with the New Year's Eve parade. But,
and also you did not have any time off between last year's 5 weeks and this year's 5 weeks,
right? Oh,
no, right?
I did because I got sick.
Well, that's not taking time off when you're sick.
I had a week. Didn't I have a week off?
Did you?
Somewhere, I don't know.
I was not notified.
You might have been overseas.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But anyhow, do you have a favorite radio show?
The morning show.
Of course he's got to say that. And do you listen to all our shows sometimes at home, just turn on, be like, oh, it's 3 p.m., so-and-so is on air, let's see what they're up to?
It depends what I'm doing, because if I'm making a jingle for an advertiser or for a station ID, obviously I can't listen to the radio at the same time, or if I'm selecting music for my show.
Yeah.
So there's lots of times I can't listen, but I do listen. I don't listen to all the shows because the music tastes very wildly.
Yeah.
And I do listen to yours sometimes, if you're wondering. Depends what's happening in the evening.
Just
for
because
me.
You want to check if I do say things that I'm not allowed to say before 8:30.
Oh, honestly, do you know what? I couldn't care less if people swear, but unfortunately, that's the rule. It's
policy,
little,
right?
It's it's about expectation. Like the rock, every people listen to The Rock and they know that guys will probably use low-level swear words there.
What are low-level swear words? Also, there's low and high-level swear words. I was not aware of that hierarchy of swear words.
Well, there was an ad came out in New Zealand like 20 years ago where the word bugger was used a lot and someone complained.
Is that a swear word?
People complained and it went to the broadcasting standards and they declared that it was okay to use.
Oh, my God.
So,
if you got nothing else to worry about.
Yeah. So, if you want, you can find lists there of rankings of the worst swear words to the best swear words.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know which one the worst would be.
Yeah, well, we're not going to
do that. No, we're not talking about that.
We can't use them right now.
It's 9:20. We're not doing it.
So, it seems to be like it sounds like a big focus. I talk about it all the time, but it's just...
Yeah, because I made a running gag out of that, right? Oh, I can't say this because it's not 8:30 yet. But then
you have your compulsory swearing section after 8:30.
Yeah, and then I just let it all out.
Now we have to swear.
Yeah, we have to.
But some of my guests use swear words and it's in context.
Yeah.
And the broadcasting standards actually allows for that.
All right.
Yeah, like it's not gratuitous. It's just people talking about something when they're excited or heated or they're quoting someone. All that's kind of okay.
And
no one's
like
ever no one's complained about swearing on my
artistic
show.
Artistic freedom sometimes maybe as well, you know, if you use it in a song. And you don't call someone something, you're just using it to express yourself.
Well,
more.
And there's levels too. I mean, there's gangster rap, which is full on and often misogynistic.
Very much
so. And then there's some songs that have one or two swear words in them and I'm like,
Yeah. And have you ever received complaints in the last couple of years?
No formal complaints.
No formal. Formal would be the one where people email you and say...
They have to do it according to the broadcasting standards.
Yeah.
And the only people who even mention it to me are the DJs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of anything.
Easy. Because it's funny with topics, eh? Because as you know, I'm a very... much an open book when it comes to topics. I don't care about things. Well, I do care about a lot of things, but I like to talk about a variety of things on air. And then I always notice that, well, but that's me. I know that our other DJs don't talk at all because they just have music or you know how the morning show is set up for, you know, you have your news and you have your councilwoman, you have your DC stuff. And then I'm like, oh, should I not talk about period things at 9:20 in the morning? But then Craig, do you know Craig who's driving a truck, used to work
at Extreme.
He came in one day after I just had my period convo with my friend and he was thanking me for that. Like 9:20 in the morning, bringing on menstruational topics for women is great. And I'm like, oh, and that coming from a man, I was so flattered.
It's not something I've ever brought up as a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that would be slightly weird if I was conducting those discussions,
I mean, you could ask off air, like, if that's something you want to talk about, right? Or if it comes up with any of your female interviewees. But do you sometimes have that moment where you get stuck on air because you realize I just asked the wrong question, you just offended someone, or now that person is struggling and you're trying to save the situation?
I'm a people pleaser.
No shit.
I'm really sensitive to stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like I'm really careful.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that good to be a people pleaser, but anyway, that's where I'm at. So I don't. No,
there was not one.
There might be times, but people will have kept it a secret.
Yeah.
I did have someone run out of the studio once. But they were really nervous about being interviewed.
Okay.
It was a local artist. And actually, I knew her. She'd been my neighbor. And she sort of got up and ran. She doesn't live here anymore. This is why I can talk about it.
So
but
it wasn't
just
you.
It wasn't because of me. It was just the situation. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I was quite surprised. She was quite a bold person in the rest of her life. But yeah. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I hardly seem to offend people as I'm aware of.
No.
Yeah, and even listeners, like, I think what happens, something about being on the radio is if people don't like you, they just switch you off.
Exactly.
And the only feedback I get is the people who like what I've done so much that they're itching to tell me.
Mm.
So it's a really distorted way of getting feedback. You only get the super positive feedback.
True.
Which is nice at the time, but I have to be a little bit more self-critical.
I got some constructive feedback from... friends' parents, a friend's parents were here.
I heard that a little bit, yeah.
And they were saying, well, she's energetic, isn't she? But in a way where I was like, I don't think they meant that in a positive way. I think they were just a bit overwhelmed of my energetic level at 8:30 in the night.
But that's not offensive. That's just someone who's vibing at a different frequency,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably. That's, yeah. And that's how I Yeah, I was like, well, that's fine. That's just not their vibe, and that's cool. And then I do have times where I'm not like that, right? Like last night, I was, okay, my voice is a bit husky. I'm a bit tired, and here's a love song.
I did, you know what? I did have someone ask me. It was our old landlady, actually, when we were renting at one point. She saw me downtown, and she asked me if I could read the news a bit slower. Because I was trying to bring some energy. This is a long time ago. I was trying to bring some energy, and so, but it just came out as fast instead of energized.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, there's a difference. And it's so funny noticing how...
Because I'm not trained at all.
I was just about to ask, did you ever get any kind of training or coaching? Or did you ever look out for, oh, there's something that would be good to do?
No.
Wow. So self-trained for the last 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Cool. Well, it works. I mean, I feel like, and this is why it's community radio. Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you struggle?
The first show, I recorded it on a tape deck. That's
Do we still have that tape somewhere?
That tape.
No, well, I mean the actual recording.
I don't think I have that, but I was really boring because I get energized by being with people, but I'm really low energy and quiet when I'm by myself.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here surrounded by all this stuff. It's a small space, so you naturally go quiet. Well, I naturally go quiet.
Yeah.
And I was horrified when I listened back about how dull I sounded. And it took me about 3 months to learn to speak in an energized way while I was by myself.
And I know we have a few DJs who have, you know, that's what I love about our variety of DJs. We all bring very, very different characteristics and energy levels to our shows. And some of them are very easy to listen to because the voice just makes sense for me, or the level of how they use their voice. And others, I'm like, wow, that's been a 15-minute monologue about a topic that I don't even care about. This has been hard, but I got through it in the end.
It's very dedicated. It's very dedicated listening.
Yeah, I am a dedicated listener. Always have been.
But the thing is with the station is there's a variety of people. It's diverse.
Yeah.
And there's just not going to be stuff that everyone can listen to. Although I have heard of people who do listen all day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like the old school kind of radios on in the back of the living room all day kind of situation.
Yeah, or the workplace or whatever.
Yeah, I did hear
and I don't
that
listen,
too.
I don't listen all day.
Fuck no. I mean, F no. There we go. See, it happens.
I know it says 9 o'clock up there, but that's 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
Race is not sure yet.
Like, is it Wednesday night yet?
Yeah, yeah.
When you say variety of DJs or diverse, I always feel we could have more not white and more female DJs.
Yes.
And I know that's been something that I feel like I want to get going, but also I don't have all the energy and all the time to like look for people and be like, come on in, do a show.
Really, it's really hard to get people to come in. There were times when we were like, oh, can we get someone to do this? Can we get someone to do that?
Yeah.
And in the end, one of the reasons we started the morning show was so that we could get people in on the radio who didn't have the time to put a show together or the inclination.
Yeah.
So you'll see a lot of my regular guests, most of my regular guests are female.
True, Marie.
Yeah. And that's not by design as such. Mm-hmm. It was just the way it kind of worked out.
Yeah.
But you are right about that. And one of the things, I do think about this, and I think ego is a little bit a part of it. And I don't mean that necessarily in a bad way.
Doesn't have to be, no.
Just that some people's ego doesn't have to be huge, but it does have to be also not a trampled. You have to be sufficiently confident to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And I think more men are sufficiently confident. Whether that confidence is justified or not doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're just, on average, more men are.
Yeah.
And also, I think also I'm the public face of the station, so people who are comfortable with me are the ones who are going to turn up as well.
Men.
I'm a middle-aged white guy.
Hey, Aaron, so, you're a middle-aged white guy. Wow, nobody knew.
I was a bit anti-middle-aged white guys when I was young, but now am one. So.
I mean, you can be anti-something and still be it, you know? Yeah,
as it turns out, yes.
That's the thing. It's totally fine. When you say different music that some of the shows, you know, you like because the music is nice and others you're just like, well, that's not my thing. Do you have a certain style of music where you're like, that's my jam, that's my thing?
Well, you kind of hear it in my show,
like
indie pop. Mm-hmm. Like I basically like pop music, but not the stuff that's charting because it's so commercialized. It's lost its soul. It's lost its spirit.
Yeah.
So indie pop with a little bit of hip hop thrown in, depending what it is.
Yeah, a little bit of.
I probably would listen to more drum and bass if I wasn't, because my show's about Raglan and about what the audience wants as well. So I don't have stuff. I don't have really heavy stuff.
No.
Or a lot of rap or anything like that I know will.
Because we're just floaty with the music. Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
But at the same time, I couldn't. I couldn't be a DJ at a commercial station where you get told what to play.
Is that what how they do it? You get told what to play.
Yeah, yeah. The playlist is there. Even famous DJs. The only time Radio Hauraki went crashed and burned a little while ago and started to rebuild itself, they got Mikey Havoc back for a while in the afternoons, and he was allowed to play what he liked.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only time in a commercial station. And they were trying to reinvent themselves and find their mojo again.
Yeah.
So that's the story there.
That's the story there. Hey, it's 9:30, and I promised my friend Joanna Joy I'd ring her around 9:30 and get her and talk about her.
Because you're now running the show.
I'm now running the show. I mean, we can both interview her, can we? Is that a thing? Would that work?
We can, but
mic-wise? Because I did it last night with her on my show, so I already know all the things. So I'm going to just ask the same questions with a few, you know, alterations.
Okay.
But then if you don't know something, you could be like, oh, I'm wondering about this.
Just throw that in the mix. I've interviewed her before as well.
You have, yeah.
But that was a few months ago, and I've probably forgotten.
Maybe even a year, because she said her last show was last year in March when we had that cyclone coming through, and we weren't sure if the show was going ahead.
That was during Lockie Downey.
Lockie Downey. It was all a bit odd, which is why I couldn't remember. But yeah, shall we play one of your... What is your favorite song of 2022, Aaron?
Oh.
Putting you on the spot.
Do you know what? I discovered someone local making music, Nico Tahika, who is one of the mentors for the Whangaroa Talent Factory. And so Casual Healing is the name of his musical entity.
Oh, Casual Healing.
Yeah.
That sounds so kumbaya.
And what? It's not. But I'm trying to... Yeah, Green Tigers. And this does... Oh, this does have a swear word.
Do you want to bleep it out when we play it?
Well, I've actually got a version.
Oh, like...
Yeah.
What do you call that? PG?
Where am I going?
So we're finding...
I actually edited it myself.
Oh, this guy. I know this guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's awesome.
I'm always so confused because he's so young, but he has, what, two kids?
Yeah, just started.
Holy crap.
He's full of beans, lots of energy. And
he said
he's writing some more music, putting some more music together at the moment.
Awesome, because he said something really awesome at the Whangaroa Talent Factory. He's like, guys, the best way to deal with your emotions, write some lyrics, write songs. This is good for you. And I was like, yes, we need more of that, you know, empower men to feel their feels and just...
So I only discovered his music at the end of the after I met him. And I just was, I really, this particular track I really love. Shall I press play?
Yeah, press play. Do it, Aaron.
All right, there we go.
Casual Healing, Green Tigers.
I don't know. way, I would leave today. Only take the good things that I love in this place. But I guess that I'm believing it's all here for a reason. Summer's my favorite season, but the winter is what I'm needing. So I'm just waiting. On my feet, nobody's stopping me. No, no. On a good day, with the wind behind me, I'm free. I'm running away on the breeze. Toffity Martell's carrying me all the way home. The wind it blows.